Hello. Welcome. 30-day plan call. Coach MJ, I'll be your hostess with the mostest for this next little bit of time, next hour-ish. And I hopped on a few seconds early so that I could change my name, get ready and everything, and so excited. We are going to have the amazing Coach Mish with us. She was on the last call, the weight loss coaching call with us. She is our newest coach. She is a longtime no BS woman, just an amazing all around cool gal. And she is here with us. So she is going to be in the chat. She is not yelling or screaming at you. But she will be in all caps, but she's really not mad. She just wants you to see what she is saying. So welcome, welcome, welcome. What is this call and who the heck am I? I am Coach MJ. Title to be determined. I'm just going to call myself right now. I'm calling myself the Director of Member Experience. I don't know if I like it or not, but Julie, the cruise director for the weight loss membership, could be. If y'all are old like me and love the love boat. So yeah, that's how it works. A couple things. If you're brand new, so this call is for anyone who just joined in the last 30 days. We highly encourage you to come to one of these 30-day plan trainings. If you've just been here for a while, you've seen a swift kick in the butt from me, welcome to. Anybody's welcome to come. A couple of things about Zooms. If this is your first one inside of No BS, if you like to read along, you can select closed caption at the bottom and the words will populate across the bottom of the screen. Probably will be some typos, won't be amazing, but it'll be what it is. Anytime we have these kind of trainings, any of our Zoom trainings or workshops, we always have a coach on with us. So they are in the chat and the Q&A typing in all caps so that you know who they are. Make sure that you have your chat set to everyone and not just hosts and panelists so we can all see what y'all are talking about, what y'all are doing, all of that sort of stuff. If you just joined, I got my puppy here and he did not poop. And now I'm a little bit concerned about his willingness to do the right thing between now and the end of this hour. If you are brand new and you just joined in the last 30 days, if you have not signed up for a new member call with one of our coaches, make sure that you do that. If you don't know how to do that, just email us at support@pmptribe.com. We will get you the information to join one of those calls. We have found that it creates a lot of success in our new members that attend that call. And if you cannot find a time that works for you, just let us know again at support@pmptribe.com. We can make sure to get you going. So the 30-day guide that goes along with this workshop training is on the calendar. It was in the email as well, reminder that you got to attend, but Mish will put it in the chat. If you are not in a space where you can use the what you call it, don't worry about it, the 30-day workbook that goes along with this, you can just follow along. I can make sure that you have everything you need. In this call, you can always go back, just like everything else in No BS. You will have a replay. We'll go up either in your private member podcast, in your private member podcast, and on the video replays page of our website, nobswomen.com. So you can always go back and watch it there. So with that being said, Alexandra says, what is a new member call with a coach? We have small group calls for new members who have been here less than 30 days with a coach. We send you a few invitations to attend. And we just really started it in like with a fervor this past January. So if you were here before January, we used to not offer that, but now we do. And we want to encourage everybody to take advantage of that because we just want to see how you're doing, make sure you know where to get help, make sure you're set up for success, all of those things. So we're going to do a few keynotes. We're going to talk about sort of how we believe inside of No BS. And then I will show you some of the website, make sure you know exactly everything you need to you need in order to be successful. Take advantage of the coach in the chat and in the Q&A. Ask any of the questions that you have, and I will be answering some at the end if I have time. Alexander, we do not, they really are not coaching calls. We have a new member coach. It is really just to help answer questions and get people set up for success in their first 30 days. So it's not like we're talking about people's mamas and doing an in-depth coaching call. So you probably, since you've been around, would not get as much benefit from it as a new member would. So if you have been in the membership less than a week, find the reactions button on your Zoom and give me a reaction. I want to know who's on this call. So if you've been here less than a week, you just joined No BS, there's someone. Hello and welcome. Oh, girl, we got it going on. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have been here less than a month, give me your emoji. I should probably do that backwards, shouldn't I? Like, give us a reaction. If you've been here less than a month, let us know. That's good. Welcome. Welcome. So glad you're here. And then if this is your first ever live Zoom training, coaching, all of that stuff, give me an emoji. Your first, it's your very first, welcome. I'm going to, you know, be your first. I will forever be your first. And that makes me happy. 2 weeks, Debbie. Welcome, 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 welcome. Okay. I'm going to share my screen and we will get going so we can keep this to an hour. Here it is. Can y'all see that 30-day success plan? Coach Mish will put the link to this, to the workbook kind of thing in her, in the chat for you. But like I said, if you do not have that with you, or you're not in a space where you could do that, you can always watch the replay. We make sure we get you everything you need. And replays come out on Tuesdays and Fridays. So this Zoom will go on our website and in the Private Member Podcast on Tuesday. So, oh, Alicia says 1 week strong and no BS, 4 years with Corinne's free content. Well, we are glad you came over to the dark side. So Alexandra, this is exactly where you need to be. I'm about to give you a kick in the tail. If you've been around and you just need a kickstart, this call is absolutely for you. We're going to leave here. You're going to recommit to when you're going to do your stuff. And we're going to talk about things. So you're in the right place. The first thing is, in No BS, it starts with belief. So we'll go to the next slide. Your ability to lose weight this month has nothing at all to do with your past. So Alexandra, what you're going to do this week does not matter that you have strayed away from the No BS and the four basics. What you think about today, what you do today, the decisions you make today impact tomorrow's results. We're not worried about keto. We're not worried about, you know, Richard Simmons, Susan Powder. We're not worried about any of those people. We are going to start focusing on what we can do today to move the scale tomorrow. What we can do today to create better habits tomorrow. It doesn't matter that you failed with Weight Watchers or with Noom or any of that kind of stuff. Doesn't matter that you didn't lose your weight. We're talking about today. We're going to collect evidence today that we can make the next best decision. And that is what's going to have an impact on our weight loss. Let's see. For those of you that are new or have been around forever, here are some thoughts that are very common, especially when you're either struggling to get started or struggling to get started again, this is what you hear a lot of in your head. I just keep messing up. Instead, you could decide it just takes time to get good at things. If you've been here a while, I just keep going back to my old habits. I just need to practice the other ones, the ones that I want, pick one thing and do it. Those are some other things that you can think instead of, I just keep messing up. You might hear, especially if you're brand new to NoBS and we say you can have carbs, you might be thinking, this can't work for me. I ain't never been able to eat carbs and lose weight. I've never been able to have, you know, drinks and lose weight. I've never been able to plan ice cream and lose weight. Instead, you could think, I could be wrong that it doesn't work. There are a ton of success stories in here that were wrong, that it wouldn't work. Coach MJ was wrong. A lot of people on this call were wrong. They thought that it wouldn't work, and they were just wrong about that. What if I don't lose all of my weight? A lot of times we're thinking about where we are going instead of where we are and what we can do today to affect weight loss. And it is just not a good use of our time. It's not the best use of our thinking. What if I don't lose all my weight? Leaves us sitting here, wondering, pondering, thinking, and not getting us into action. And we're going to do some shit today that's going to affect our habits, our weight loss, who we want to be tomorrow. So we're not going to sit around thinking about what if we don't lose all of our weight. It's just not the best use of our thinking. I'll probably screw up like last time. I'm going to tell you a secret. I overate last night, right? It happens. I just did. I left food behind that I way overate. It doesn't have to be perfect, but I'm not going to quit over my mistakes anymore. And that's what you can tell yourself. This time, I'm going to make mistakes. It's normal. Everybody makes mistakes. Even Corinne doesn't do it perfectly, but in the past, I've quit over it, and this time, I'm going to learn from it. I'm just not going to quit because I make a mistake. I mean, think about every single time that we make mistakes. You know, you burn the bread at dinner. You get in a fender bender. You learn how to ride a bike and you fall off of it. You just keep going. You don't just stop doing those things because you messed up one time. And we're not going to do it for weight loss either. We're going to make mistakes. That's normal. We are human beings. We're not perfectionists. We're not perfect at everything. We're going to make mistakes. We're just going to learn from them and move along. It's going to take so long to lose my weight. Every day you sit around thinking about how long it's going to take is one day you're not getting after it. You're not getting into action. Instead, you're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to do something today. That's one less day. Every day I decide to not think about how long it's going to take. Because the truth is, we don't know how long it's going to take. None of us knows. We sit around and think about it, ruminate on it, and all that kind of stuff. We have no clue how long it's going to take. But we do know that every day we keep going, our journey gets shorter and shorter and shorter. So let's focus on that instead of worrying about how long something's going to take. Why is this not changing? You know, sometimes, oh, there it is. Zoom's running slow. It doesn't want to work with me. You might not be confident in your weight loss goal, and that's okay. Losing weight happens one bite at a time, one drink of water at a time, one decision at a time. Every little thing that you do gets you one step closer to weight loss. In NoBS, we believe in the little things. So around food, for instance, can you believe that today you're going to start slowing down at dinner? Just today. I'm a fast eater, but today I'm going to slow it down a little bit. Can you believe that today you're going to leave one bite of food to prove to yourself that maybe you don't always have to clean your plate? Just one bite. Can you believe that you'll serve yourself a little bit less? Can you believe that today you're going to eat on a smaller plate just to see if you're still hungry afterwards. And if you are, you'll go back and get more. For planning, can you believe you'll just use the planner, see how you like it? I'm just going to print that thing out. I'm going to just see if I like it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it the good old try. Can you believe around planning that even if you're not ready to plan all of your food, can you believe that today you could plan one meal just to get used to taking the time for yourself to following the plan? And pick the easiest one, y'all. Pick the easiest one. If you know you have the same thing for breakfast every day, start planning breakfast. Set that time aside to just write down breakfast, whatever it is. Just so you can say, I took time for myself and I did make one decision ahead of time. For the No BS Weight Loss course, can you believe you'll learn something new if you just listen to it? Can you believe you'll try some of the stuff that Corinne asks you to do in the program? Can you believe that today? There was on my last coaching Zoom just a few minutes ago, I think her name was Mary. She literally did not know. She did not know the four basics. She had listened to the podcast, or she may have listened to the videos. I didn't ask. She just listened through one time. The one thing she caught was wait for hunger. She didn't know that water was a basic. She didn't know planning was a basic. She didn't know any of the basics. But one thing she did catch was I wait for hunger, and she's losing damn weight. She hadn't written down the first piece of food yet. She hadn't stopped it enough. She just got curious about, am I hungry? She's already losing weight. You don't have to do it all. You just got to do something. And that's what she's doing. Mary, yes, losing her damn weight. One little tiny thing she picked up on. She learned something new. Corinne said, wait for hunger. She was like, I'll try that. That's what it takes. And now she's going to go back through it again and add to her No BS knowledge. Just pick up a little bit more and keep going. And all she's changed is, am I hungry? And she even said, I'm not even doing it all the time. Still losing weight. So amazing. Small beliefs are bigger than big beliefs in the beginning. That's what Mary did. I believe I can wait for hunger. It wasn't like, I believe I can fill out the entire planner and every single worksheet and hang on to every word that Corinne says. She was like, all right, Corinne, wait till I'm hungry. Believe I can try that. It felt doable. When you have small beliefs, they feel doable. And when something feels doable, it means you do it. You do shit when it feels doable. When it doesn't feel like you're climbing a damn mountain. You pick one thing and you just get after it. That is how doable works here inside of No BS. The more small things you do, the more confidence and belief you build. You start to think things are easier than you thought they would be. When things feel easy, you want to do more and lasting momentum is created. That's Mary, I'm using this whole call. I hope you don't mind me using you. But Mary was like, now she's excited to go back and listen to No BS again. What else can I pick up on? Did this one easy thing, not very hard, didn't even do it perfectly, already losing weight. What else can I do? So good. You might be thinking small things aren't good enough. Tell Mary that. You tell Mary small things aren't good enough. Losing weight, just asking, am I hungry? She'll tell you different. Crashing and burning isn't good enough. Doing nothing isn't good enough. When you do small things every single day that feel easy, that's where weight loss comes from that lasts. You're just building a little bit at a time, just a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more until finally you are doing all the things and you are losing weight. You've changed your relationship with food. That does not happen overnight. Happens one small thing at a time. I want you to use your guide. I want you to tell me in the chat, make sure you've selected everyone. Use your guide. Three things that you believe You can believe starting right now on this call with me today, I can listen to the No BS Weight Loss Course instead of talking myself out of it. Whether it's on the podcast, if you're on the go, whether it is sitting down and watching the video, just listening is where we want you to start. If you're not ready to watch the videos, then say, you know what? I can listen to the podcast. I can start the day with water instead of thinking about all the shit I think I need to be doing to lose weight. I believe I'm going to hear some stuff that I don't think I can do, but I'm going to try it anyway. I believe I'll leave one bite of food today. I can believe that I'll at least write my breakfast tomorrow. What do you have? I can drink my 64 ounces of water. I can ask if I'm hungry. Write down a daily menu. Yes, I can wait for hunger. I can plate my dinner and I can wait 10 minutes with an urge. Those are so good and specific. I love those. I can leave two bites, do my water lifetime. I can listen to modules one and two again. There's my sweet Mary. I can use my planner and stop when I have two bites left. So good. I can leave one bite of food, drink water, and make my plan. So good. That's the only place you have to start. In No BS, we define success a little bit differently. When we talk to people who are doing like traditional diets, they really do bastardize what success means. We are not waiting on a little piece of square plastic to spit out a number and tell us if we're going to feel good about ourselves or not. We're done with that. In No BS, we don't do that anymore. The only way for you to not feel like you're losing weight forever is to make each day better by spotlighting and finding real success. Real success is, I listened to the No BS course one time, I picked up, am I hungry? Bam, there you go. That is real success. Real success is saying, you know what? I bet you I can eat this carb and stop it enough, even though my brain is screaming that I can't have carbs and lose weight. I bet I gained weight because I overate carbs. Wonder if I just eat it when I'm hungry and stop it enough, what will happen? I was a person who never drank water in my life. I drank coffee until it was time to have wine. And then I would switch to wine. And then it was time for coffee again. And then I had wine. And then I had coffee. And then I had wine. I never drank water. I started with 8 ounces, y'all. 8 ounces of water. And I celebrated the shit out of it. Because I had so many stories. I hate the way that it tastes. I don't like water. It's not really going to help. Well, at least I'm drinking coffee. I'm drinking something. No, I started with 8 ounces. And now I consistently get 64 plus ounces of water a day without even thinking about it. I actually crave it now. That is how we define success. We take something that we've not been doing, we start to do it, and we celebrate it. In No BS, we do have a planner. If you are not ready for the planner, just write your food on a piece of paper. The planner is there for you. It's on nobswomen.com, which is our membership website. You can find it in the menu. It's also linked at the beginning of the No BS Weight Loss course. Make sure that you, when you're ready, you download it. I love the habit tracker. If you are not ready for the habit tracker, you don't need to do that yet. We want you to. It is so good because at the end of the month, you can really look back and see what you can level up the following month. It looks just like this, and you just like give it a check or an X, whether you did it or not. When you assess every day, it helps you see your potential. What did you do well? What can you do well tomorrow? And the 24-hour plan just kind of helps you make a commitment to yourself. Okay? When you do your 24-hour plan, it's a great time to think about, there's like times on the side, if you're not a calendar person, just write down sort of an overview of what you've got going on. If you know that you got to drive kids hither and yon and back and forth to summer camp, do all that other kind of stuff, and you're going to be out of the house, probably not going to make like some 20-step thing. That might be a night that you eat a frozen meal or you just have sandwich night. Whatever it is, look at what you've got going on for the day, and then you make a doable plan for that day. And every day it might look different depending on what you've got going on. Use your guide. We're going to go ahead and decide for the next 30 days how you're going to plan, whether you're planning like Anne on an index card or you're using our planner. I want you to go through and decide. Our planner is downloadable and fillable. We also have instructions about how to send it off to be printed. You can also print it at home if you want to. So we're going to decide right now for the next 30 days, you're going to print it or you're going to download it and fill it. We're going to go ahead and make that decision. For 30 days, the decision is made. You know, I got that tattoo. TDIM, the decision is made. We're making a decision right now. For the next 30 days, that's what we're going to do. When and where are you going to make your 24-hour plan every day? Now, sometime before lunch is not it. Sitting on my couch with my first cup of coffee every morning. In my bed, last thing before I go to bed. When are you going to make your 24-hour plan? For me, it is the minute I sit down at my desk to work in the morning. Before I even light up my computer. What does success look like for you in the next 30 days? We're going to talk about weight first. How much weight are you going to lose? It's vacation. Maybe you're going to maintain in the next 30 days. Maybe you've got a 2-week family vacation and you're like, you know what? This next 30 days for me, I would just be happy if I maintained. It is the summer. Your goals may look a little bit different, and that's okay. How are you going to feel in your body in the next 30 days? Like, maybe you're going to feel like it's easier, like I'm getting around a little bit easier. Like, my body doesn't feel as constricted in the next 30 days. How do you feel around food in the next 30 days? Maybe you feel like a little bit more at ease with food. Maybe it does come a little bit easier. Maybe you are including things that you were scared to include before, that you had on your bad food list. Can't eat that and lose weight. Maybe you're starting to, figure that out a little bit more and start to plan that sort of stuff. What else might you be thinking, feeling, or doing in 30 days that would feel like success? Maybe you're like, when I joined OBS, I did not know when I was hungry. Never did let myself, was scared to death to be hungry. And now I'm like feeling like I'm actually getting a handle on what hunger actually feels like in my body after 30 days. Maybe you're like, I'm starting to identify some of my cues that I've had enough. Don't always use them, but at least I know they're there. Figured them out. Some of them. Feel more confident in the morning. Oh, you're talking about your plan, Karen, in the morning before I get up with a bottle of water. Yes. Yes. We're going to talk about your unique path in No BS. And I'm going to stop sharing my screen and I'm going to pull up the website. This is what I tell everybody. Our website is designed for women who have 200 pounds to lose, and women who are in maintenance. It is designed for people that joined 5 minutes ago, and it's designed for people that joined 8 years ago, 10 years ago. Everything on the website is available to you. You get to use it all, but it may not be for you right now. There's a difference. We see so many women come in and they're like, there's so many things and I can't get to all of it. So I might as well just quit. Do you say that when you open up the Netflix? There's so many movies. There's no way I can watch them all. to cancel my subscription to Netflix. No. When you go in, you're like, oh, I love that. I love a good rom-com. I'm going to start there with the rom-coms. Don't love horror movies. Never going over there. You don't feel bad because you don't watch horror movies that are available to you on Netflix. They're not for you. Rom-coms are for you. Maybe a little true crime, some documentaries. You're like, yeah, I'm staying on that side. I'm not going to go over to this other side. I don't need that. Maybe at some point I will love the horror movies. But today, not so much. It is there. It is available to me, but it is not for me. I want you to think about the No BS website very much in the same way as you think about Netflix and Hulu and Paramount Plus and Peacock and all of those other things. You don't go to Target and say, well, if I can't buy everything, well, shit, I'm just going to walk out. No, you're like, you know what? I am not interested in men's briefs today. I don't need an iPad. I'm just not going to use it. I'm not even going to go back to electronics. You don't feel bad about that. There are so many places that we don't use certain things. We don't use them all, and we don't feel like we're not getting our money's worth or whatever. No BS is exactly the same way. Okay? I want y'all to really, really think about that. All right, we're going to look at the website, at everything that is available to you, but may not be for you. That's what we're going to do. I have one Q&A. Let me see if I need to answer it. Okay, Rhonda says, I'm having trouble figuring out how to download the planner and then print it. Do I have to pay for a subscription to Adobe? When I show you the planner page, Rhonda, I will show you that as well. I will show you that. All righty. Let's share my screen so you can see all the amazing No BS-ness that we have for you. Oh, I about ended the webinar. Shit, didn't want to do that. All right, here we go. When you join, this is where you land. Welcome to the family. Welcome, welcome. This is really important. I want you to go ahead and listen to this. And if you've been around for a while and you've not listened to this, I want you to come back. This will ground you. Whenever I notice I haven't made a plan for a couple of days, or I notice like just little overeats here and there, kind of getting away, I come straight back here and I'll listen to this. Because I know that I am, you know, the cruise director of the weight loss program, but I'm human too. I was overweight my entire life too. I have old habits and old shitty thoughts too. It is easy for me to go back into other habits, old habits, if I'm just not mindful of them. So I come back here. I go through the No BS weight loss course. I remind myself of who I am and who I want to be. It's very important. So many of us, like, we go through the No BS weight loss course and we just head on over to Facebook, never to come back here again. Make sure you're coming back here. When you very first start, in your first like 5 days, you can click here and schedule your first onboarding meeting. You will also, the later you are in the program, we send you different links. Make sure you're checking your emails for that. And then as soon as you finish, look, it says click here to begin the No BS weight loss program, weight loss course. Here we are. After 90 days in the membership, you will unlock a transcript book for all of you that have been here a while and have not come back over to this page and have access to this transcript book, but have not looked at it and didn't even know you had it, get over there and look at it. It's very, very good. Okay? We want you to go through this weight loss course. This is the course that Corinne designed based off of how she lost 100 pounds. This is the cornerstone of No BS. It's less than 5 hours. And if you listen to it on 2x speed, it's even faster than that. Okay? Here is the 30-day planner. We want you to use that planner, but like I said, if you're not ready for it, then don't do it. Don't do that yet. Just write down on a piece of paper what you're going to eat. If you want to print it right here, we have a free link to get Adobe. Whoever asked Rhonda, this is the link to download the free Adobe that it works, that the printer works with. So, I mean, the planner works with, so you can print it. But you do not have to get the paid version. But we have the free link right here. We give you FedEx printing instructions. Okay. And if you're in maintenance, we have a maintenance planner as well. It's available to you, but it's not for you right now because you're losing weight. But when you are in maintenance, we have a planner just for you. Okay. Once you go through the weight loss course, or while you're going through, you can listen to it two different ways, just like everything in OBS. We have got, if you decide that you really want to listen to the course on the go, just click here and download the podcast. Okay. Download the podcast. If you have Apple, Android, or Overcast. Also, there are just instructions here. You can subscribe to it. If you're on your phone, can't take a picture of the QR code, everything is here and available for you. So make sure that you download the No BS Weight Loss Course Private Member Podcast so you can listen to it on video and you can listen to it on the go. We'll go back here to the weight loss course. If you don't want to do the worksheets first, just listen to it like Mary listened to it first. Now she's going to go back and listen again. She might pick a worksheet or two. And right here, step one, download your four basics cheat sheet. That just lists out the four basics for you so you can keep it front of mind. You'll know what the four basics are. If you see, it's just numbers, y'all. One, download the cheat sheet. Two, download the planner. Three, start the course. And if you're not ready to use the planner yet, then skip number two and move on over to number three. Okay. We do have on this page available to you the No BS only private member podcast, but there are four private member podcasts inside of the No BS weight loss program. Okay. Start with one, the No BS weight loss course. And then once you're done with that, you can come over here. We have the weight loss course here as well. Self-paced workshops are for anybody, any of the other courses that we have available to you on the website after you've completed No BS. Live training replays are all of the Zooms that we do inside of the membership are uploaded here on Tuesdays and Fridays. And then we have quick hits, which is like the best of Corinne and the coaches. It's like 20 minutes or less, just quick hits. If you ever have got a tech problem, there are several ways to get in touch with someone to help you. This blue question mark is on the bottom of every single page on this website. It gets you to support@pmptribe.com. You click on it, type in your email address, give your question, and we will help you. You can also email support@pmptribe.com. We will help you that way. And then if you're on this page and you are frustrated because you cannot get the podcast to work, click here. And the amazing Corinne's brother, Keith, has a schedule of appointments. He will hop on a Zoom with you personally and help you figure out. Listen, No BS women do not sit around in overwhelm, and we do not sit around in confusion. There are too many people on this team ready to help you. You've done it in the past. You've sat around, probably had questions. Well, is this okay to do? Should I eat this? This thing doesn't work on your website, blah, blah, blah. Then we just get frustrated and quit over it. We don't do that in OBS. We do not do that. We over-deliver to our membership and to you personally. You've got support@pmptribe.com, this blue question mark. If you've got tech problems, if you've got billing problems, if you've got website problems, anything you need, you just click on that blue button or email support@pmptribe.com. We've got your back. If you're on here trying to do something with tech and you're frustrated because you can't get it to work, click here. Keith will hop on a Zoom with you. Now, Facebook and accountability. I'm going to say some things. I'm actually over the community team as well. Let me tell you something. You ain't going to lose your weight in Facebook. You lose your weight on this website, nobswomen.com. Facebook is amazing. But if you are spending time in Facebook and noticing that you're not writing a plan because you've been over in Facebook, get out of Facebook. Get out of Facebook. It is available to you, but it may not be for you. It is amazing. We even have subgroups. You can find your people. I love Facebook. It's such a great community. I found some of my very best friends in the Facebook group. It's just a great place to be. But if you notice that you are not doing, you're not listening to the course, the No BS Weight Loss course, you're not writing in your planner, you're not getting your water in, but you've got time for Facebook, and then you're sitting saying, there's too much, I can never do it all. When you're spending time on Facebook, get out of Facebook. That is my best advice to you. When you get your four basics nailed down, you go through the No BS Weight Loss course, you feel really comfortable with that, you're planning, then go back to Facebook. It will always be there for you. It ain't going a place. It's a great place to be. Karen says, what is the difference between a member and a private member? You are a member of this private group. That's why we call it a private member podcast. It's private to members only. The public does not get what you get as a member. It is a private member podcast. It's private just for members only. When you join the main Facebook group, we also have a ton of subgroups. These are like little baby Facebooks inside of the bigger Facebook. You can find your people in there. Come and look. There's a lot of groups for you to join. Okay. Accountability. All right. Here we go. As a member of No BS, you have got the amazing accountability goddess Heidi at your disposal. She's been around a long time, and she sets up accountability groups or partners. And we just redid our entire accountability process. If you are not in accountability, we ask that you finish modules 1 and 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course first. Once you do that, head over here and click. It takes about a week. We will get you signed up. If you have been a No BS woman for a while and you're already in accountability, make sure you register your group. We are in July rolling out some mighty big perks, things that we've never done for accountability before. We've decided we know accountability is good. We know it works to give women a community of supportive women to help them lose all of their weight. And we have decided we are just not going to fuck around with it anymore. It's going to be serious. It's going to be top notch. And we are going to do it right. So either sign up for an accountability once you finish modules 1 and 2, or register your accountability group. We made this switch June 1st. So if you've been in the membership, if you came in May and we set you up in an accountability group, you need to register your group. Everybody in the group needs to register. Everyone. So if you're in a group with 3 other women, all 4 of you need to sign, fill out the form. If you are wanting to sign up for accountability and we put you in a group now, you don't have to come back and register your group. As long as you filled out this form, whether it's to sign up or to register, you do not have to, you know, if you're going to come sign up, you just need to fill it out one time. We've got your name in the system if we've put you in an accountability group. Make sure you get that done. And the next thing I really want to talk about is our training calendar. Okay. This is where your first 30 days of No BS, we really limit what you can see. We limit the amount of emails we send you. You're getting onboarding emails, you're doing all of this other kind of stuff. But if you're like, MJ, I don't want to miss a thing, come on over here. And you can either subscribe to the entire calendar. If you're on your computer, the video explains how to do it. You just click subscribe. Which calendar do you want? All that kind of stuff. If you're on your mobile device, just click here and subscribe that way. You can also subscribe to individual calls. So like you're like, girl, I work every Wednesday. I am never going to come to that live. Then don't add that to your calendar. Don't add it. But you're like, oh, I am interested in accountability. I think I'm going to add that. Is no excuses camp right for me? Girl, I'm already going to camp. I don't need that. So you get to customize this to be the calls that you really want to come to. And then after you've been in here for 30 days, you can click here to manage your notifications. So after you've been in here for 30 days, you're like, girl, I've already subscribed to that calendar. I am good. I don't need those Zoom notifications every 30 minutes before every single call. I already know which ones I'm going to. I'm going to just click to unsubscribe. And then you will not get Zoom notifications anymore. You can clear that out of your inbox. Okay. The newsletter is updated every single week. But at the end of this month, we're moving to an email one. So it will no longer live on the website. But when you get that email on Sunday, I really want y'all, like that is must read for you. If you are not getting our emails about your newsletter is ready, I want you to immediately email support at pnptribe.com and find out what is going on. Because you need to be getting this newsletter. It really does tell you what is going on inside the membership. And we want to make sure that you know what is coming up because it's a lot of things. And then the coaching replays are here as well. Video replays updated on Tuesdays and Fridays. Any call that we do in No BS gets uploaded to the website as well as that private member podcast for training replays. So you can either watch it on the website or listen to it in the private member podcast. And I'm just going to talk about a couple more things. June weight loss challenge. Every month we do a challenge, a weight loss challenge. And every month there are prizes. On the 25th of the month, you come back to the website. There is a form. You fill out the form. You have a chance to win fabulous prizes. So you can come here and check it all out. If you are like MJ, I hate a damn challenge. I just want to do my own thing. Remember, everything on this website is available to you, but it may not be for you. Maybe challenges aren't for you. You're not a challenge girl. I am a challenge girl. I love a good challenge. Give me a challenge and I'm all in. Some of you aren't that way. You don't need to participate in the challenge. You can just do the No BS weight loss course, feel like a boss, and just move along. You know, maybe get in Facebook some, an accountability group. You're like, girl, I am not about a challenge. Then don't do them. It's available, but it may not be for you. This is where the magic happens, as far as I am concerned. Ask coaches. Ask coaches is a feature on this website. We've got 10-ish, 9-10 certified life and weight loss coaches. This is where they live. I'm going to tell you, I have met with many a canceled member, and a lot of people that quit No BS have two things in common. Stayed in Facebook all the time, never went to Ask Coaches. People who have not been successful in No BS have those two things in common. Never came back to the website, just hung out on Facebook all the time. How many times do you use Ask Coaches? Oh, never. I may ask one question in there one time. That's what they have in common. Use Ask Coaches. You click here to submit your question. If you have a question for a coach, you give it a unique title because it is anonymous to the membership. You will not be emailed an answer. You ask your question, you click submit. Within 48 hours, you come back to the website. You must come back to the website. Click here to see recent answers. And all of the answers are here. We're talking about sex. Somebody's having a problem getting into Zoom. That would have been a really good question for support at pmptribe.com because she needs to get into Zoom and it might be 48 hours before she gets her answer. So always make sure that you are emailing tech issues to support. Not sleeping, mindless eating, talking about a job, grief. Ask us anything. Milk, I don't think I've ever asked that question. But see, nobody knows who asked that question. Okay. Some people put their initials after it so they can find it. You know, they can find their question. But you want to come here and ask coaches. A lot of people don't even go into Facebook. They'll come here and read what the coaches are asking. If you have a specific question, you can just type in a keyword, click submit, and maybe your question's already been asked, or you can just ask us. It's fine. The only two things on this website that are extra, you have to pay for in order to participate. One is private coaching, where you work with a coach. I'm going to stop sharing my screen. You work with a coach one-on-one every single week, one of our no BS coaches. There's a fee for that. You can find that under private coaching. About 2% of our membership participate in private coaching. It is not required to lose your weight, but some people just have something that they really feel really stuck about and they really just want to work on it. I even had a private client that was like, girl, I'm busy. She worked for a big company and she was like, I want you to tell me exactly what to listen to. I'm going to use you as my accountability partner. If I'm not submitting my plans, I want you to call me out. I was like, girl, I got you. And so I was basically like crafting her no BS journey. Like I heard this call. I think it really does apply to you. You might want to listen to it. I would put stuff like that in there for her. And then the other thing we have are events. So we have no BS, no excuses camp coming up in July. Our events, there is a fee for our events. The in-person camp at this point is sold out. We do have a virtual option, and this ain't your mama's virtual experience. I don't care what kind of virtual experience you've gone to. We had a camp call yesterday. The producer of Survivor creates our, the Survivor. A producer on the Survivor show is the producer of our virtual event. We ain't joking. And he don't do half-ass. So there's that. I want you to check it out under events on the website, nobswomen.com. And just check it out there. So, oh my God, I'm 8 minutes early. What is going on? Now I'll just answer questions. I want you to rapid fire me questions. I want to answer any questions that you have. I want to make sure that you are supported. Anne says, where can I sign up to have a one-on-one coach to guide me through no BS? Mish will post. It's on the website under Get Coached. It's Ask Coaching and Private Coaches. Ask Coaches and Private Coaching. My puppy did not go poop. That makes me nervous. He just lay in here sleep. He's just laying here. Yeah, make sure. So Mish will get you the link, but it is on the website. Cindy says, if I can't attend the whole virtual camp experience, will I miss out on the experience? No, not at all. We have a lot of women. You get the replays within 2 weeks of the virtual camp, as long as you're a member of No BS. We have a lot of women who can't even come at all on the weekend, and they do the replays. Terry, Mish is going to post the link to sign up for an accountability group. Just make sure you've completed modules 1 and 2 of the No BS weight loss course. Renee says, today is a day when I have no idea what I'm going to eat or where. How do I handle that? Renee, what do you know? You going to drink or no? You going to eat? In No BS, we talk about good, better, best. Are you going to eat good food? Do you want to include good food on your plan today or just better and best today? You can plan like that sometimes if you really have no idea. You talk about what are you, if you go out, are you gonna have an appetizer? Are you gonna have dessert? You gonna have both? You gonna have one? You gonna have neither? What are you, what do you know? Don't get stuck in what I don't know. Like, what do I know? You gonna have dessert today? Go ahead and make the decision now. Why does it matter where you're gonna go? Holly, after about a year, we make a decision whether or not we're gonna release it. We have released camps that are several years old in the past to the membership, but I don't know. We haven't released all camps, and it's way far after the fact if we do. Thank you, Tammy. We really do work hard to make sure you have everything you need to lose all of your weight. We want to make sure every woman has everything they need, which is why I keep saying it's available to you, but not for you necessarily. Let's see. Looking at new thinking in the guide, I feel like I fucked up on this part. You have not. You're learning how to change your thoughts. That takes a minute. Lost and regained the same 10 pounds. Harder to make wise believable for me. Do you have a suggestion? Yes. Dig into the data. I want you for the next 30 days, Alexandra. Data is your friend. I want you to do that habit tracker like it's your job, which it is. I want you to figure out what is, because you're not in, oh, you got the trackers, then get over and ask coaches. Work through it with a coach. Give us your stats. Figure it out. I mean, what is your doable hunger? What percentage of time are you following doable hunger, Alexandra? That's where you start. A lot. That's not a number. What's the percentage? What's the percentage? A lot is not a percentage. Is a lot like 30%? Like what is it? We have to know in order to help you what it is. And I'm going to tell you something. If somebody says, I am following doable hunger 95, 98% of the time, and they are not losing weight, then they have not figured out their cues. We have to dig a little bit deeper, figure out what is hungry and what is enough for you. But Alexander, I want you to get those numbers and I want you to post them and ask coaches. That's what it's for. Like those coaches are just sitting there waiting on you to help you figure it out. Steph, are there coaching call replays about eating out and stopping it enough? Yes. So if you go to that video replays page at the very top, you can just kind of scroll through and see what's available to you. You can also, there's also a search bar at the top, just like in Ask Coaches, and you can put eating out, stopping it enough. There's also a drop-down menu. And a lot of that is just on the drop-down menu. You click on that, click submit, and it'll just pull up those particular calls. I always think about hunger and think I'm doing it. Alexandra, I want a percentage. Get me a percentage. Mandy, what do you do if you feel so pressured to lose due to an event? It's normal to have thoughts about losing for an event, right? But being pressured for losing, my child's getting married in November. You know, I would love to lose 10 pounds by then. I may or may not, but you know what? We're going to make it, I'm going to have fun either way, right? I would love to. I'm not willing to do bullshit to get there. And what you need to do, Mandy, is start writing about what are you thinking? Like, and take that over to Ask Coaches. I'm having an event. I want to lose weight for it. And I'm feeling a lot of pressure because I keep thinking people will judge me. I don't want to see myself in pictures, whatever the thoughts are, right? And you just let the coaches help you work through all of that. Yeah, how do you want to show up? That's such a good question to ask, Kathleen. Any other questions? Any questions? let us know. Speak now or forever hold your peace. That's what we're talking about, a wedding, right? Like, what can we do to help you? I've already told you. There is, if you don't believe you can lose your weight, we believe you can. We believe we have the tools to help you. We believe all you have to do is ask, and we are right here. You're not doing this by yourself. Right? You're not doing this by yourself. You've got a team of women who we don't hire outside of No BS. We only hire No BS women. We don't hire somebody that lost all of their weight eating in some jackass way to help teach you how to use No BS. Every coach has either lost weight or is still losing weight with No BS. I am glad it has been helpful. Girl, I am so glad. Never sit around confused and in overwhelm. Never. Just reach out. Y'all, we're right here. It breaks my heart when people get overwhelmed and they say they don't know what to do next and they quit on themselves over it. When they literally got a team, an entire fucking team, who wake up every day thinking about your weight loss and how we can help you lose your weight. I wake up at night, in the middle of the night, thinking about y'all. I would do whatever I need to do to help you lose your weight. And then people say, well, I'm overwhelmed. And they just never, I've got a life raft for y'all. We have a life raft. All you have to do is reach out for it. And we will help you figure it out. Seriously. We're not just lip service here at No BS. We're just not. We are dedicated to y'all. We think about y'all all the time. We help you figure out what works for you. This is just not some cookie cutter, whatever. It's literally, it like women who are passionate about you and your weight loss. I love y'all. Misha loves you. Betsy loves you. These women on this call love you. We want it as bad as you want it. And we'll do whatever it takes. Just like we did whatever it took to lose our weight, we'll do whatever it takes to help you lose your weight too. All right, that's enough. I might start to cry. It is the love boat. Because I do love y'all. Maybe I am Julie the cruise director. Maybe that's what it is. Yes, Melinda, I love that. Start with what feels doable. Doable hunger feels doable. Do it. Yes. Tammy says, my intention is to learn what I have to do to be successful. Do you know what? Starts with picking one thing and heading that way. Don't worry. You cannot, I say this all the time, you cannot lose pound 50 until you lose pound one. Get after pound one like it's your job. That person that's lost 49 pounds, that's working on pound number 50, you've not met her yet. You don't know her habits. You don't know what she likes to eat. Let's not try to get into her head. Let's get in your head today, figure out what feels doable for you today. What feels doable for 49 pound down you, it's way different than what feels doable for you today. We don't know her yet. You know you today. Worry about that one, that pound. This next meal. We don't know where we're going to be in 3 months having dinner on a Saturday night, but we do know what we're committed to doing today. Worry about that. Think about that. Focus on that. I'm telling you, the person, the version of me that lost pound number 70, it's still amazing. Like, I'm going on vacation next week. The way I would, if I had tried to step into MJ now vacation mode that first year I joined No BS, I'd been like, I knew that bitch Corinne was going to restrict me. take away everything I love. And then every year, I did what was doable. The version of me that first summer, who was proud as hell and did way more than she'd ever done before, took tennis shoes on a trip for the first time so I could walk around on vacation. Like, I still remember that, packing them tennis shoes. Like, I'm going to go walk this year. I did. So proud of myself. Now I'm like, I drink all my water before I drink alcohol. I only eat off a plate. I don't just graze like a cow. Like, I just look so different. My vacations just look so different now. But if I would have tried to step into that year one, oh my gosh, you don't know her. Don't make choices for her. Oh, Stacy said, I think of it as losing 1 pound 50 times over. So good. Yes. What you going to do to get that 1 pound off? So good. All right. Get after it. Just go get after it. And if you get stuck or overwhelmed or don't know what to do next, reach out. Here's the life raft. That needs to be in our next swag box, is a life raft. That's what we are for y'all. All right. Let us know if you need anything at all. We are right here. Seriously, we're right here. All right. Y'all have a good, for all of you single mamas who are also fathers, happy Father's Day. And for anybody who is in the U.S. celebrating Father's Day, happy Father's Day to you and your people. All right, y'all. I'll talk to you later. Y'all have a good rest of your weekend. We just have a few hours left. All right. Bye.